USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. No verdict yet. The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
I think we could work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Some unnerving moments on an American Airlines flight. On board and witness to the situation, former Arkansas Governor Republican Mike Huckabee, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Huckabee was on that plane, and he told Fox News what happened.
I landed at 5 a.m., and we were at the gate, and then they said we can't get off the plane. Someone has a medical issue, and it could be a contagious issue, so everyone's going to have to be kept on the plane. Then we're pulled to a different gate in the far area of the airport. People came on with masks and gloves. To take the passenger. She was placed on a gurney. Later, they allowed us all to leave, and apparently she's okay. Let's hope so. We're all okay, and I want to say American Airlines, they really did a great job of handling it very professionally
well,
and calmly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you have money in the market, stocks on the rise. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 396 points, the NASDAQ adding 32, the S&P 500 gaining 22 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Music legend Aretha Franklin has passed away from pancreatic cancer at the age of 76. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
You're no good, heartbreaker.
The Grammy-winning singer had reportedly been battling cancer, and just days ago, her family was asking for prayers for her, disclosing that she was being cared for at her home by hospice. Her music spanned several genres, including gospel, jazz, soul, pop, and R&B. Born in 1942, she sang gospel music before starting her mainstream career at the age of 18. In 1987, she became the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And some good news to report, a Minnesota bus driver making an unscheduled stop, gaining a new passenger as a woman goes into labor. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Passengers jumped in to help her deliver the child when it was apparent the baby was arriving. Michelle Aguier was quickly laid on the floor while a male passenger prepared to catch the baby. The baby was born seconds later. Another passenger called her mother, who is a midwife, and asked for a string or a shoelace, which a teenage girl handed over. She was rushed to the hospital, and the new baby is doing fine.
This is USA Radio News.